to the political cesspool, known across the South and worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program. And here to guide you through the murky waters of the political cesspool is your host for tonight, James Edwards.
All right, everybody, here we are, just a few days before Thanksgiving 2012. It's Saturday night, November 17th. I'm your host, James Edwards, and we're coming to you live from our flagship station in Memphis, Tennessee, going out to the AM/FM affiliates of the Liberty News Radio Network and simulcasting online at thepoliticalcesspool.org. And you know, every time we have the opportunity to come in and broadcast to our local and international audience via the internet simulcast or however you're listening to the show this evening, it's always an honor and it's always fun. And it's fun to come in here. You know, we've been with this particular radio station in Memphis now for a little over 8 years. And so they give us a little bit of leniency and leeway that perhaps some of the shows that come and go don't have. We have our own studio here that the station manager has so graciously allowed us to decorate to reflect our tastes and persona. And, you know, we've shared with you, we've painted the verbal picture of what our studio looks like from time to time. And we got to get a video camera in here and show you. But there's a method to the madness tonight. But first of all, we'll let Keith take you on a tour. For instance, Keith, here at my desk, here in the studio, I got obviously my microphone, my headset, my computer. And then there's two other things that grace the desk of James Edwards here at the station. What are they?
Well, let's see what we got here. Well, that's the Great Seal of the Confederate States of America, okay? And then a picture of James's fearless leader, Frankie Valli, with James and his wife looking worshipfully on.
And, you know, we've got the Wall of Fame over there with all you know, if you were a teen idol in the 50s or 60s, odds are your autograph is up on that wall. Odds are that you've met me. We also have over here on this wall kind of a timeline of my political evolution from the early days with Pat Buchanan to my own campaign for state representative to the political cesspool throughout the years, and that's all there. And anyway, some other personal effects here. But the reason we brought up the fact that, you know, the musical side of the studio and all of these great autographed pictures and, you know, the Frankie Valli set list, you know, the signed set list we got there. Well, someone has written, you know, we like music. You know, that's part of it. We like good music. We like good politics, you know, and all that good stuff. Someone has written a song about us, Keith. Now, a fan of the show emailed this to me a couple of days ago to cut to the chase. It looks like one of our critics has taken the time to write a song parody about the Political Cesspool radio program. I don't know exactly how the tune goes. I don't know the arrangement. All I have here are the lyrics, but it has been written, and this is the song. Here we go. Won't listen to that political cesspool. Don't make me swallow all of that racist drool. The hosts are overgrown, bigoted gas bags who like pointy hoods, jack boots, and rebel flags. It's just too much for somebody to take. They think the Holocaust was fake. Just like Ahmadinejad said before, they're always claiming minorities are dumb, can't decide the Jews or the Muslims, which one do they dislike more? Well, Ted Nugent's appeared on as a guest before. Also, Pat Buchanan with his graying hair, self-loathing Marcus Epstein and Azola Foster, and David Duke, Yuckola. They always claim the country is dying. I think their brains need a good frying. Before they spew much more of their bile, they're spewing hate like liquefied green poo. Don't turn your radio dial to that hard political cesspool. The folks there are just uncool. They think Limbaugh's a liberal. It's just amazing how they can be so cynical. A pile of crap, if you'll let me be blunt. And they wish old George Wallace had won. Hard to believe they're still on the air when much better shows are no longer there. Bring back the fairness doctrine. So somewhere Simon and Garfunkel are eating their heart out when, you know, taking a look at the songwriting prowess on display there. Keith, did you ever think a song would be written about you?
I'm just disappointed. So amateurish. This is really, you know, I would give this a C in a sixth grade composition class. How about you, James?
You must have some sort of a curve there to grade so highly as a C. I mean, not only is it boring. Well, this is, in effect, this is how we are met in the court of public opinion. We're met with, you know, people who have this sort of or lack of intelligence. And so much about that song was wrong in addition to the fact that it was in poor taste. I mean, just the facts. If you go to the website, where this parody is posted, I was very interested to find that several people, before I posted it this week on our website, thepoliticalcesspool.org, I went to this website after a fan had alerted me to it, and I was very surprised to find that several people had responded to this song in defense of our show. People already these people had heard about our show. So just out there in the far reaches of the internet, this song is posted, and people found it, and the people who found it had heard about it in advance of me knowing about it and pointing people in that direction. But one of the people who responded to it basically argues in our defense, saying, your parody is incorrect in several regards. First, the cesspool hosts have never mentioned the Holocaust in any way whatsoever. It goes on to say, as for hating Muslims, they are rarely, if ever, mentioned on the show. The hosts think it's strange that political correctness prevents special security scrutiny for Muslims at airports, since almost all terrorist incidents in recent years involve Muslims. Cavity searches for grandma, but not young Muslim men, seems stupid to most people. Finally, I've never heard any of the hosts mentioned that Prussian Blue was their favorite musical group, which is another thing that's alleged. If you have to make up things to get a laugh, then the show apparently isn't as far-fetched as you claim. Hauling out leftist canards like racist or Holocaust denier are desperation moves, like a five-year-old accusing someone of being a poopy face. George Orwell said that in his day, the term fascist was bandied about so much that he came to realize that when someone said Jones is a fascist, it merely meant that the speaker didn't like Jones. And what more can you add to that, Keith?
Well, he hit the nail on the head. That's this, you know, it's one thing to attract ad hominem arguments, but these arguments are so amateurish and so poorly done. Let me tell you that if I had written something like that in a weak moment, I would have never let it see the light of day. But this guy apparently feels it's so brilliant that he's going to post it all over the internet. And basically, he's just shown the world how intellectually bankrupt our critics are.
And it's this way across the board. And it's always this way. The people who take to task the paleoconservative right, the constitutional right, whatever you want to call us, it seems as though they're always like that. They're just not very bright. I mean, obviously, they couldn't be very bright to take the positions they do, but I'm talking about above and beyond ethos and ideology. They're not sharp tools. I'll talk more about that in a minute, but I know you got a quick word before the first break, and then we're going to get down into serious matters.
Isn't that the way it always is with liberals? A lot of people are attracted to liberalism because they think it somehow validates their intelligence by being a liberal. Usually these are people who need some exterior or external help in order to be considered intellectual or smart, because they obviously are not. A case in point would be the author of this particular parody,
whose name, by the way, is The Great Cornholio. That's his name. I don't know if that is, in fact, his Christian name, his birth name, or if that's just a name he took. Yeah, that's right. Beavis and Butthead. That's right. You know, I was in about seventh grade when they were big. I'm surprised you know who they are, but you have kids, so. Don't go away. Anyway, folks, we're coming up on our first break, mercifully so. If you want to read the song for yourself and all of its infamy and inglory, thepoliticalcesspool.org. When we come back, you're not going to believe what they were talking about on MSNBC this week. Well, maybe you will. We're going to tell you about it.
All right, then we're going to get to work in earnest.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
The word vigor is defined in the dictionary as health and strength in body and mind. Do you have enough health and strength in body and mind? Would you like to pursue life with passion? Would you like to know where you stand when it comes to your vigor score? That's right. There's a free scientific test you could take now that'll help you find out what your vigor score is. Then you can do things to improve that score. Did you know that? It's absolutely free, F-R-E-E, free. All you got to do is get a hold of Kurt Crosby. You can do so, C-U-R-T. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. Or call Kurt at 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Would you like to learn about the scientifically proven vigor test? It's free. How would you like to improve your vigor score? Again, inexpensive solutions are available now. Call Kurt Crosby at 801-669-2211. Or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor score test today.
Available now at newsstands everywhere. The Sovereign Newspaper. It is time for you to read the most daring underground publication. Spreading the word through print, it seeks to enlighten the free people to be knowledgeable with current, important events and take action in their own communities to stop the New World Order agenda of one world government. This publication is so rogue and extremely daring that establishment sources and critics rarely give approval of its content. Featured articles by concerned citizens, prominent whistleblowers, and credible authors. The Sovereign Newspaper is a monthly 32-page tabloid newspaper featuring incendiary content about current events in the age of Obama. The Sovereign Newspaper, available now at newsstands everywhere.
Jump in the political cesspool with James and the gang. Call us tonight at 1-866-986-6397. And here's the host of the political cesspool, James Edwards.
All right, so after a fun opening segment, what a song. I've got to find the song, not just the lyrics. We got to find the song and play it for you. I'll work on that this week, and we'll see if we can get it queued up for next Saturday night. But, you know, in addition to being able to listen to the political cesspool on the AM and FM dials and various markets that carry the show, in addition to being able to hear us live on the internet simulcast and in the broadcast archives, I want to remind you that Liberty News Radio has for you a listen line. You can turn any phone, landline or cell phone, into a radio. All you got to do is dial 712-432-6623. That's 712-432-6623. And I do it quite a bit. A couple of weeks ago, I was grilling out, and I was just sitting there flipping burgers and pulled out my cell phone, started listening to the feed. It's 24/7 live feed of whatever's playing on Liberty News Radio Network at the time. So obviously 6 to 9 Central on Saturday nights, you'll listen to us. Well, I was driving down the road the other day, and I pulled out my phone, dialed into the listen line, and I caught Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby on the Liberty Roundtable show talking about a particular issue. They were kind enough in talking about this issue to mention my name and even plug my book, Racism, Smashism, which was written for stories just like this. Keith, on MSNBC last week, Nancy Giles, who is a black commentator for CBS, she was appearing on MSNBC as a guest, she said that white pro-lifers are just trying to build up the race. In other words, the only reason white people are in favor of the right to life is because they're racist and they want to increase their standing in the human population. Let's listen to the clip and then we're going to tear it apart.
So we know that these minority groups will only continue to grow until people of color in the United States are the majority. But demographics are not electoral destiny. Which is more important, that there are more diverse citizens participating in the electorate, that these voters have a more diverse array of candidates with appealing policies from which to choose? It's all very complicated. Joining me now to answer all those questions again, Steve Kornacki, Wade Henderson, Raul Reyes, and Nancy Giles. All right, I think that the news of the demise of the white man is vastly overstated.
Yes.
I mean, it's been a weird couple of days.
Yeah. It's been weird to watch white people report on this. I mean, I'm not trying to. And you know, when you just showed that graph of the decline of the numbers, I thought maybe that's why they're trying to eliminate all these abortions and stuff. They're trying to build up the race.
Well,
you know, maybe.
I mean, there is always eugenics associated
with
these questions,
right?
Yeah.
Okay, that was on MSNBC's The Melissa Harris Perry Show. You know, first of all, when a woman has three names and carries three names, you know that's trouble. But if you got to look, and we're going to post this clip, this video clip, to our website on Monday, the panel there was this woman. You know, Sonny Landham's our friend, Keith, and he played in the movie Predator. Well, the host of the show kind of looks like the Predator. Her hair is in dreadlocks. It looks like, you know what, it looks like rope. It just looks like rope. And then there's this other hefty black gentleman. They have a Hispanic man by the name of Paul Reyes, who, by the way, I shared the spotlight with during one of my appearances on CNN. He was one of my sparring partners. And then the woman, Nancy Giles, who made the quote that white pro-lifers are just trying to build up the race. And she looks like she stuck her finger in an electrical outlet, and that's how she got her hairdo. But that was the panel. Three blacks and a Hispanic talking about the fact that white pro-lifers are just trying to build up the race. And, of course, Keith, I only wish that were true. But even if it were, there would be absolutely nothing wrong with it. Only in today's sick society is it deemed racist for whites to simply want to survive. One of the biggest knocks that they have about our work on the radio, Keith, is the fact that we say we want to increase the white birth rate. Well, what's wrong with anyone wanting to do that, white, black, or otherwise? Isn't that natural and healthy? But your thoughts on this clip and what it means.
Well, I only wish that Mrs. Giles Harris was telling the truth. All the pro-lifers who are white that I hear on the radio, on the television, on the airways, or read about in the newspaper or in magazines are always falling all over themselves to apologize about racial issues. They think that the absolute, you know, pinnacle argument that they can make is that so many black people are being eliminated through abortion. And, of course, the statistics are with them. Apparently, blacks resort to abortion more at three times the rate of whites. But somehow Miss Giles Harris has somehow missed that information, which is out there all the time, because every time that you hear some Christian fundamentalist, a foe of abortion, on the TV or the radio, they always reference that fact. How could they miss that? You know, they're just going to put their spin on everything. They're opposed to opposition to abortion. And as a result, they're going to portray anyone who is against abortion as being a closet racist. Of course, this is, you know, typical cultural Marxism. It's called critical theory. Constantly on the attack, constantly criticizing your opponents with ad hominem arguments that put them on the defensive. You know, it's just, it's typical of liberal tactics.
Keith forgot to turn his cell phone off before he came.
Exciting. That was fun. And every now and then, we just like to prove that we are on live radio by something like that. And so now you know that we are unrehearsed, we are live, we are uncensored. And so we apologize for the delay. What happened there is Keith tried to walk out of the studio, plugged in, and he
knocked us off the air. We're going to have our tech people work on it during the next commercial break. But anyway, so that was the commentary from MSNBC. You know, there was a while there that I was a regular contributor on CNN. It seems as though all of the talking heads in the media now have to be liberal and anti-white. You can't just be one or the other. You have to be both. There was a time in 2007 where in a three-week period I'd appeared on CNN three times. And then after Palazan got fired, I got busted back down to private, and it was back to WLRM for James Edwards. But anyway, it's not just obviously these people on MSNBC. It's across the board. Newsweek magazine. This has been a big story that's been across the internet this week. Newsweek magazine has written an open letter to the GOP declaring that they're old, they're white, and they're history. A lot of people have already covered this in the alternative right. We were going to cover it, but what more could we say that hasn't already been said? Check out what Ramsey Paul had to say at thepoliticalcesspool.org. An incredible satire. Incredible satire. At thepoliticalcesspool.org in response to the Newsweek magazine's article written by David Frum. We're going to talk more about that after we try to address these technical problems. Stay tuned, everybody.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Did you know that doctors are the leading cause of death? Heart disease is number two, but you don't have to be a victim. Hey, it's Patricia Aiken from CardioPrim. Start reversing the real cause of blocked arteries with CardioPrim Professional Strength Oral Chelation. You can have normal blood pressure and more energy in about a month, naturally, without drugs. It's always a thrill to hear from folks that take CardioPrim for their blood pressure and then can't find their arthritis pain, or find they have normal blood sugar in addition to normal blood pressure, or they don't need their Viagra. It's safe, it's effective, it's affordable, and it's guaranteed. Feel 20 years younger. We've arranged a special offer for Political Cesspool listeners. Go to cardioprim.com and use TPC for login and password, or call us at 702-449-0044. 702-449-0044. cardioprim.com.
Are you a native son or daughter of the South who bleeds the stars and bars? Someone not born in Dixieland, but who is a Johnny Reb at heart and looking for a place to shop that promotes Southern heritage? Well, your search is over. Dixie Republic is the place to go for all things celebrating the Confederacy and promoting Southern pride. Inside the log cabin just outside Traveler's Rest, South Carolina, Dixie Republic has t-shirts, hats, videos, flags, books, belt buckles, and some of the best mouth-watering barbecue sauce that will ever touch your lips. There's just about everything you want honoring the South at Dixie Republic. Well, you say that South Carolina's a bit too far for you to drive? Have no fear, my friend. All of this is just a mouse click away. Go online at www.dixierepublic.com. Your home for all things celebrating the Confederacy and promoting Southern pride.
Did you know that doctors are the leading cause of death? Heart disease is number two, but you don't have to be a victim. Hey, it's Patricia Aiken from CardioPrim. Start reversing the real cause of blocked arteries with CardioPrim Professional Strength Oral Chelation. You can have normal blood pressure and more energy in about a month, naturally, without drugs. It's always a thrill to hear from folks that take CardioPrim for their blood pressure and then can't find their arthritis pain, or find they have normal blood sugar in addition to normal blood pressure, or they don't need their Viagra. It's safe, it's effective, it's affordable, and it's guaranteed. Feel 20 years younger. We've arranged a special offer for Political Cesspool listeners. Go to cardioprim.com and use TPC for login and password, or call us at 702-449-0044. 702-449-0044. cardioprim.com.
Yeah. We've been working hard, babe.
get on the show and express your opinion in the political cesspool, call us toll-free at 1-866-986-6397.
Well, that was fun, folks. As I was telling Keith during the commercial break, I felt like a clown in the circus there trying to juggle, not knowing. I knew something was wrong because I saw our lights go off across the board when Keith walked out of the studio completely plugged in, headset and all. But, again, it adds a little bit of excitement to the show. It's always exciting. Keith had good reason for it, and we're gonna get to that. But first, anyway, Keith, you wanted to comment on this. Newsweek magazine. Your days are done, white Republican, and its November issue, Newsweek, and writer David Frum, a Jewish neoconservative, asserts that the GOP is old, white, and history, which is ironic because Newsweek magazine is going out of business. They are the ones that are truly history. Who reads Newsweek? White people, and only white people. Do you think Hispanics are reading Newsweek? Do you think blacks are reading Newsweek? The only people who read it are whites that are into some form of political masochism. And so Newsweek just keeps pummeling them, just keeps abusing them, just keeps whipping them. And, so Newsweek is canceled, it's ending its print version of the magazine, its hard copy version. So interestingly enough, David Frum and his Jewish neocon cohorts at Newsweek are the ones who are truly history. All right, I'm going to take a break, turn it over to you. You can explain what was going on that last segment and then sink your teeth into Newsweek like you're sinking teeth into that apple.
Yeah. Let me tell you, I would just like to thank Newsweek for raising the subject. You know, it's a subject that we would like people to recognize and raise more and more, which is that the GOP is the white party. And the GOP wants to distance itself from its base, but if they have any sense of self-preservation, they're going to have to learn that they will be required to embrace their base, which is white people. You know, I hear all these idiots like David Frum, these neocon poseurs, these fraudulent conservatives like David Frum or Bill Kristol or Norman Podhoretz, all of these other Jewish neocons who pretend that they are actually white people and don't mention they're Jewish, and meanwhile they say that the GOP has to broaden its outreach. Of course they say that. They're Jewish and they're anti-white. But what's most important to remember about the demographic crisis, so-called, facing the Republican Party is that the Republican Party's base is by far the largest segment of the U.S. population and will be for years to come. They're 64% of the general population. They're an even larger percentage of the electorate, 72%, because white people are conscientious enough to actually go out and vote. So consequently, the only thing that needs to be done so that the Republican Party can win presidential elections and march through them like Sherman's army going through Georgia is to enhance the white racial sense of racial solidarity. We now vote less in our interests than any other group. Only 59% of the whites that voted in the last presidential election voted Republican, which is supposedly the white people's party. The other lowest group in this last election was 69% of Jews voted for the Democrats, 71% or 72% of the Hispanics that voted for the Democrats, 93% of the blacks who voted for the Democrats or for the Democrat candidate. All we have to do as white people and all the Republican Party has to do is appeal to the interests of white people to an extent that they raise that percentage of the white electorate that voted Republican from 59% to, let's say, 63%, and they would have swept the last election. They would have had a wipeout of the Democrats. So, you know, what makes more sense? Alienating further your base of white voters by pandering to Hispanics, blacks, and every other so-called minority group in America whose interests are diametrically opposed to those of white people? Or would it make more sense to try to find a candidate who really resonates with the white conservative population of America and raise that 59% to 63 or 65%, that's the key to victory. That is the path to success. Somebody wake up these slobbering fools like David Frum and tell them that we really need to get people like him flushed out of the party. They are enemy plants at the worst and brain-dead idiots at the best.
Outstanding, Keith. Well, you're exactly right. I have seen so many Republican apologists in the days since Romney's defeat go on and say, well, the answer is to do more of the same. You know, Romney couldn't have been more apologetic and weak than he was. There's nothing, I don't think Romney could have pandered to blacks and other various non-whites any more than what he did. So, you know, they see that their ship is sinking, and their answer to that is, let's bail more water into the boat. Let's jump out into the ocean and pour more water into the vessel. Pat Buchanan is the only one who gets it. He, you know, in the first interview Pat Buchanan ever had on this radio show back in 2006, you know, we saw it coming then, and I asked him, I said, you know, what's the Republican Party going to have to do in order to remain competitive? And he said, they're going to have to go hunting where the ducks are. I'll never remember. It was a great classic Buchanan-esque quote. He said, they've got to go hunting where the ducks are, and he further elaborated that that means raising their percentage of white voters. He wrote another column just a week before last, right after the election, that echoed that. It said the GOP is whistling past the boneyard. Well, he's got to, you know, it just makes sense. Why would blacks, you mentioned this, Keith, and this is a great quote from you. Why would blacks and Hispanics want to buy brand X with the Republican Party when they can get the genuine article with the Democrats? They're going to get more welfare. They're going to get more preferential race-based treatment. They're going to get more liberalism. They're going to get more set-asides. They're going to get more goodies. They're going to get more free stuff from the Democrats. The Republicans can't compete with that. Why would they want brand X when they can get the genuine article?
That's exactly right. It reminds me of Phyllis Schlafly's famous political pamphlet in the 1964 presidential campaign, or in the nomination battle in the Republican Party at the Cow Palace in San Francisco. The name of that pamphlet was A Choice, Not an Echo. The Republicans have to present the voters with a choice to the Democrats, not an echo of the Democrats. The Democrats are the liberals. It's like the old Saturday Night Live skit with Christopher Walken where he says we need more cowbell. Well, David Frum, Bill Kristol, all of these neocons are telling the Republican Party that they need more cowbell. In other words, we need more stupid counterintuitive outreach to minorities that don't want to be reached and are not going to vote for the Republicans. The idea of apparently that the Republican elite have of how to win presidential elections is to try to find the most liberal Republican candidate they can and try to hoodwink the liberals in a couple of blue states into voting for the Republican candidate. That's not going to work. The way that you're going to reach the presidency is to try to appeal to the genuinely conservative whites who reside within blue states and also reside in the red states and find a candidate conservative enough to truly excite enthusiasm among the white conservative masses. Then they'll turn out, then you'll win elections. You're not going to win elections with a bowl of oatmeal like John McCain, Bob, Mr. Viagra Dole, or Mittens Romney. Those type of people, you know, they can't excite any excitement in anyone, okay? That's just that they are, you know, that they are, if you are having trouble going to sleep tonight, I would suggest that you download a tape of one of Mitt Romney's debates or speeches, and that will put you to sleep. If that doesn't put you to sleep, nothing will.
Well, it's just amazing that people can't see it the way we do. And what's so sickening is that I have it on good authority that after Podlazon's show was canceled and after I'd made a pretty significant run on that show, that the president of CNN said to not have any talk radio hosts back on the network. And presumably because of the damage I had done. But you watch all of these talking heads Where is the James Edwards, the Keith Alexander, the Pat Buchanan point of view in this discourse? It's not there. You know, you look at MSNBC, you got four blacks and a Hispanic on a panel talking about politics. How is that fair and balanced? And it doesn't get much better on Fox News when you got these weak people like Romney and Huckabee. And we're going to talk about Huckabee when we come back, Keith, because we're coming right up on a commercial break. I was going to play a clip this segment. We don't have time now. We're going to play it at the top of the next segment. I mean, Mike Huckabee is a perfect embodiment of the sad shape of affairs the Republican Party has become. We're going to talk about it more right after this.
Guys, we'll be back right after these messages. We gotta get out of this place. If it's the last thing we ever do, we gotta get out of this place.
Girl, there's a better life for me. Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center. Where heritage and responsibility instill character, where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the Temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages. American Heritage School in American Fork.
Are you looking for an affordable way to earn your bachelor's degree? Do you want a college experience that's more personal? Then discover your future at America's Transfer College. Students across the U.S. are choosing Ivy Bridge College as a better, smarter way to earn their degree. Thanks to Ivy Bridge's unique program, starting at a two-year college and transferring to finish your degree has never been easier. The program is simple. Start with Ivy Bridge College and take your first 2 years of college online. Transfer to one of over 140 of Ivy Bridge's partner schools and take your upper division courses. Then graduate with your bachelor's degree from the school of your choice. Personal attention, small class sizes, affordable tuition, and a clear pathway to graduation. Start your academic journey and contact us to learn more about Ivy Bridge College today. Call 877-622-2059 or visit americastransfercollege.com to find out more.
The government has spent $1 billion to try to prove that cholesterol causes heart disease. They have failed miserably. Hey, it's Patricia Aiken from CardioPrim. Reverse the real cause of blocked arteries with CardioPrim Professional Strength Oral Chelation. You can have normal blood pressure and more energy in about a month naturally without drugs. We never get tired of hearing from people that take CardioPrim for their blood pressure and then find their blood sugar is normal as well. Or can't find their arthritis pain or bone spur. Or they don't need their Viagra and can sleep without getting up three or four times a night. CardioPrim is safe, effective, affordable, and it's guaranteed. Feel 20 years younger. We've arranged a special offer for Friends of Liberty Roundtable. Go to cardioprim.com and use LRT for login and password. Or call us at 702-449-0044. 702-449-0044. CardioPrim.com.
Welcome back. To get on the political cesspool, call us on James's dime, toll-free, at 1-866-986-6397. And here's the host of the political cesspool, James Edwards.
You know, Keith, you know this. I don't know how many people in our audience know it. I may have made mention of it before. But before I became a famous volunteer radio host, I worked on an ambulance crew, driving an ambulance, helping people of all shapes and sizes and colors and ethnicities and religious backgrounds. I was one of those guys running the lights and busting the red lights and helping people get well and taking them to safe harbor. And in doing that, I learned a little bit about biology and medicine and human anatomy. At one point, during the course of human evolution, men used to have something called testicles. Only a few people have that now. I actually have some. Mike Huckabee, on the other hand, apparently doesn't, and nor does most of the Republican leadership in this day and age. And I hate to be crude, but it's a matter of fact, and I'm not saying anything that's dishonest. I mean, obviously, you look at Mike Huckabee, you listen to Mike Huckabee, you know that he's emasculated. Yes, absolutely. Perfect word. He's feminine. He's a feminine man. He's an apologetic, weak, groveling whiner. Anyway, we were talking in that last segment about the fact that, you know, everybody that's been on national television since the election, when handicapping why the Republicans lost, they say it's because they didn't have enough. They didn't have enough cowbells. They didn't have enough minorities. Well, the fact of the matter remains, blacks are still hovering around 12% of the population, Hispanics somewhere near there, homosexuals in the very low single digits. Obama gets all the blacks, all the Hispanics, all the feminists, all the women who didn't have good raising, all the homosexuals. He doesn't carry a single state. Whites tipped the balance of power to Obama. Whites elected Obama. Give him all of those other people. White still elected him. So the Republicans, as Pat Buchanan said on this show, need to go hunting where the ducks are. Well, obviously, that makes sense. It makes too much sense because you don't hear it on national news. Mike Huckabee disagrees with us, Keith. Here's his clip, and then we're going to toss it back over to you.
I think Republicans have done a pathetic job of reaching out to people of color, something we've got to work on. And it's a group of people that, frankly, should be with us based on the real policy of conservatism. But Republicans have acted as if they can't get the vote, so they don't try. And the result is they don't get the vote. So that's not, to me, as much of a shock. And I absolutely reject the notion that white people are voting for Mitt Romney, black people are voting for Barack Obama. I think conservatives are voting for Mitt Romney, and liberals are voting for Barack Obama. And this country is still a divided country ideologically more than it is racially.
Watching this guy, if he had the gonads to run again this season, you know, if he had ran in 2012 in the primaries, watching him crash and burn while attempting to employ this nonsensical strategy would have been such a joy. But I mean, Keith, where do you even start? I mean, that was not a scripted response. We weren't doing the canned, fake laughter you hear on sitcoms. That was an honest-to-God response to what we just heard live on the radio. Break apart his argument.
The guy is an utter and complete idiot. The guy is counterintuitive. Apparently, he thinks he's smarter than the cultural Marxists and Trotsky. He says race is unimportant. Cultural Marxism has succeeded in America and in Europe because cultural Marxists realize that the true fault line in human society is not economic status, as Marx and Engels thought. It's not religion. It's not politics. It's race. Somebody send the memo to Mike Huckabee. If he thinks that race isn't important and he's lived in America, the guy is living in an alternative universe. Somebody needs to put him under lock and key, because if there is one lesson to be drawn from this latest presidential election, it is that race trumps everything else. And because race trumps everything else, the Republican Party ought to be jubilant, because they have the largest racial demographic category firmly in their corner. All they have to do is, rather than giving them a wet mitten across the chops with people like John McCain, the songbird McCain, Bob, Mr. Viagra Dole, or, the brain-dead Bushes, or Mitt Romney, get somebody in there who is a true blue conservative patriot American who understands what is ailing America. And what's ailing America, let's just be frank about it, it is a failure to enforce our borders, to enforce our laws against illegal immigration, and the pumping in of Hispanics. Blacks aren't the ones that are turning the tide. In 1960, blacks were 10% of the American population. Today, after all of this liberalism, they're 13%. We're not getting swamped at the polls by black people. The reason that Florida went blue, the reason that all these other blue states went blue, is because of the influx of Hispanic people from other countries. You know, it was Bertolt Brecht, the German communist playwright, the guy that wrote the Three Penny Opera, who said in 1948, if you don't like the election results, change the electorate. That's what the liberals did. They grew tired of trying to wait for the blacks to reproduce at such a rate that they would swamp the whites. If they were waiting for that, they'd still be waiting, and they'd be waiting in vain. This is the key. Hispanic immigration is the key, and the key to winning is for the Republicans to find an exciting candidate, excite white people to really want to go to the polls and pull the lever for the white candidate. And I'm so glad that the Democrats and these neocons like David Frum are raising the topic, because quite frankly, it's an awkward topic for us to raise because everybody has been so deracinated, as they say. In other words, we've had race removed from our consciousness by the brainwashing of the left. Now, blacks certainly haven't had it removed from their consciousness, neither have Hispanics, Asians, or Jews. But we have, so thank you very much for raising the topic, but now the topic is on the table. We need to get white people excited enough to elect a Republican, and it wouldn't be that hard to do. All we'd have to do is raise our numbers to 65%. That's about 10% less than the highest percentage of all the other groups that would vote against us. So consequently, it's very doable. And once we get a Republican in there, do the Republican thing, do the thing that is going to help the white people that voted you into office, and seal the dadgum border. Seal the border, enforce the laws, expel the illegal aliens and the illegal immigrants pursuant to Operation, have a renewal of Dwight Eisenhower's Operation Wetback, in which he rounded up and deported all the Mexican illegal immigrants back in the late 1950s. That's all it would take. It's just a failure of will, and we need to stop listening to Jews like David Frum, whether they call themselves conservatives or liberals, because they are the most instinctively liberal group within the white population, or the population that passes for white in America. And if you don't, you ought to be Jew-wise just to this point. When you hear somebody like a David Frum, you recognize the name, you recognize the appearance, and you say, well, that's a Jewish guy. Don't listen to him because he's really not an authentic conservative. You would be right at least 9 out of 10 times if you drew that conclusion, James.
The only thing that's sad about this is that the Confederacy has rewarded people like Mike Huckabee. The Confederacy has gone Republican. My grandfather would have never believed it, Keith, but my grandfather was a deacon in this church, a Southern Baptist church, one of the greatest men, a role model, probably the most Christ-like figure I've ever had in my personal life. I have a great father, don't get me wrong, but I mean, my granddad was everything. He was, you know, the Robert E. Lee of the Edwards family, even though he was a McGregor. That was from my mother's side, the Scots side. Well, he always voted Democrat. You know, he was a Wallace guy. He was a Democrat because the Democrats were traditionally, when he was growing up, the conservative party. Well, my, how things have changed. In a little notice footnote to the elections, votes to fill legislative seats produced the highest number of states with one-party rule in 60 years. According to the National Conference of State Legislatures, all of the former Confederate states are now Republican. That's the first time ever. And the first time, the last one to go was Arkansas, which for the first time since 1872 is now, and now has a Republican House and Senate in the state of Arkansas. So just 20 years ago, Keith, the Republicans didn't have a majority in a single legislative house in the states of the old Confederacy. So in the last 20 years, they went from all Democrat to all Republican. The party of Lincoln now dominates the South. And what has it gotten us?
Well, let's tie this into the last article. If the Republican Party is a white party, that means that white people are dominating elected office in all of the old Confederacy. In Tennessee, they're down to 7 Democrats in the state legislature total. Even though I doubt that we'll ever see a Republican president in the United States again, unless somebody gets some sense and does what we suggested, I similarly doubt that during my lifetime or James's we'll ever see another Democrat governor of Tennessee.
We got to take a break, folks. We're just getting started tonight. One two more hours still forthcoming. We're going to be talking about all that secession frenzy. Yes, the specter of secession has reared its head in a big way. Stay tuned.
The day the squirrel went berserk in the First Self-Righteous Church in that sleeping little town of Pascagoula. It was a fight for survival that broke out in revival. They were jumping pews and shouting, hallelujah. Well, Harv hit the aisles dancing and screaming. Some thought he had religion, others thought he had a demon. And Harv thought he had a weed eater loose in his Fruit of the Looms. He fell to his knees to plead and beg, and the squirrel ran out of his britches leg unobserved to the other side of the room. All the way down to the Amen.